With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says he's been fully briefed on the plane crash in the Potomac River. A military helicopter collided with the passenger plane that was landing at Reagan National Airport near D.C. Wednesday night, sending the aircraft into the river below. Trump released a statement thanking first responders as they conduct a massive search and rescue effort. Defense officials say the military chopper had three crew members on board. The American Airlines flight had 60 passengers and four crew members. Officials say the Black Hawk helicopter that collided with the jet was on a training flight. American Airlines CEO Robert Isom posted a video on X saying the flight was an American Eagle. It's number 5342, traveling from Wichita, Kansas. He said a care team has been activated to care for passengers and families. He said they'll provide all the information they can. A special phone number for information is being made available for families to call. That's 800-679-8215. 800-679-8215. Also at SRNnews.com, the Trump administration rescinds this week's memo announcing a freeze on federal grants and loans.
After a firestorm of confusion and concern, the White House Budget Office sent a two-sentence notice to federal agencies saying Monday night's memo is rescinded. However, it does not appear to be a U-turn. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said, "This is not a rescission of the federal funding freeze. It is simply a rescission of the Office of Personnel and Management memo." The White House response came after a federal judge temporarily blocked the administration's effort. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump used a signing ceremony for the Lake and Riley Act to announce his administration plans to send the worst criminal aliens to detention in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. This is SRN News. No more changing one's sex on Social Security cards.
President Trump has issued an executive order stating that the federal government only recognizes two genders, male and female. That means people can no longer change their sex on official documents, including their Social Security cards. That department has removed a page from its website that showed people who were living as the opposite sex how to make changes on their Social Security cards. Those cards already changed will apparently be honored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump signed several executive orders focused on the military. One directs Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to revise the Pentagon's policy on transgender troops, likely setting in motion a future ban on their military service. A transgender ban had been widely expected. Lawyers for service members posing as the opposite sex say they will take the issue to court. It will be up to Secretary Hegseth to decide exactly how the ban will be established and enforced. This is SRN News. Frontier Airlines makes a second attempt to merge with Spirit.
Spirit declared bankruptcy late last year as budget airlines struggle. Frontier Group Holdings, the parent company of Frontier, said that the proposed deal would include newly issued Frontier debt and common stock. Frontier tried to merge with Spirit in 2022, but was outbid by JetBlue. But the Justice Department sued to block the JetBlue deal, saying it would drive up prices for Spirit customers who depend on low fares, and a federal judge agreed. JetBlue and Spirit dropped their merger 2 months later. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg praising the Trump administration during an earnings call. He said he looks forward to redefining the relationship between Meta and the government. His comments come the same day Meta agreed to pay the president $25 million to settle a lawsuit regarding the decision by Meta to suspend Trump's social media accounts back in 2021. More details at srnnews.com.